Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yo Bravs. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie. What's up?
How you doing, baby?
I'm good. Can you hear the construction behind me today? Because they literally just started sawing as you said, welcome to Watch What Crappens.
Well, ain't that just the way construction works, you know? I'm sure the leaf blower will show up any second over here.
Truly.
As that still is a thing that happens, even when I move to a different state, the leaf blower will still show up at the same time. Well, always. Everybody, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming out to take a seat last night over on Spotify Live. Super fun. Always, every Monday night, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. We talk to you, you talk to us. Last night's was a lot about Dorit's robbery and how many of y'all thought it was fake. A lot of you, apparently.
A lot.
So that conversation is there. Also, our bonus this week was a Top Chef recap. So fun. We love that show. But alas, Bravo schedules, you know, pounding us. So that'll be back on the main next week, but it's on the bonus this past 2 weeks, and it's so fun. And we're also doing two videos a week. And you can find those on Crappens On Demand. This week we're going to do Jersey, the final reunion of that, and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And today, guess what? We're going to talk about Below Deck Sailing Yacht. Okay?
Yeah, wow, this show, I mean, oh gosh, it really is a mess. Just a full-on mess.
It's the classiest show on television at the moment. The classiest. It really is. You know, I was so worried. I've been real worried about this one because I thought, God, Gary's run out of people to stick his wiener into. But, you know, today the gods gave Gary a gift. So I guess things are looking up over there.
And he doesn't waste any time. It's not like he lets the new girl sort of settle in, get on the boat, make friends, whatever. It's instantly he is all over her. It's kind of gross.
It's really gross. He doesn't even wait to see the girl, okay?
Yeah.
He's like a dog. If you put your hand in your pocket and your dog just stares at your pocket because they just assume that whatever in there, they're going to eat it. You know, they hope it's a bone, but it's going to be whatever you pull out of there, and they're going to eat it, okay? And that's Gary. He just hears the front door open, and his tail is wagging at the door already.
Yeah, he hears the name Scarlet, and he already has, like, a boner going through, like, three rooms, just, like, crashing through the walls like the Kool-Aid Man.
I mean, I know Scarlet's very sexy in Clue, but it's also a fever that killed a lot of people. So,
it's,
I don't know. It's a toss-up on that name.
It's a rot in Elden Ring. So, like, honestly, the name could go in many different ways.
Yeah. So, we're on second night of Terrible Guests, Terrible Humans, you know, that's what this show should just be called. Terrible Humans Being Given Opportunities, because that's really what this show is.
That's really kind of Bravo in general. So they really have to sort of really specify terrible people given lots of opportunities on a boat.
On a boat, yeah. So we're on second night of these awful people. Dr. Nipples, as it were. And it's 10:20 at night, which is crazy. I know it's going to be kind of a crazy episode because it's not 10:21 at night. No. I didn't even know there was a 10:20 in Below Deck time.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's bad when they have to check in at an even time.
Yeah.
Strange.
And Daisy's super pissed. She's like, this is bullshit. Is walking around the, you know, train. I almost said the train. That's the next Bravo show. People cleaning a train.
below rails, which doesn't make any sense.
Off the rails.
Off Damn the rails. It. I mean, it's just right there. Yeah, it's just sitting there waiting for
That's
us.
It.
Off the
Did rails. Did I just sell a new show? Because that actually rails. Sounds amazing. Because does anybody who works on the train look like not a mess? I mean, you know that they're going to be. I've been on lots of trains. I love a train. And those people will kick your ass on a train. Those people aren't fucking around. Those are no flight attendants there, okay? These people will pull a bat out of their pocket and beat you with it.
And let me tell you something. As someone who has taken the Amtrak from San Diego to Los Angeles at night, when you have all the Orange County people who are drunk and just trying to get out of San Diego and get back to Orange County, that train, I mean, all this stuff with these guests is nothing compared to the Amtrak, at the last Amtrak leaving San Diego. I'll tell you, wow.
Oh, so Daisy's pissed, and because I have to do this late dinner for these guests who slept all day. So she's like, dinner's at 11:15. Can you not rest? You look tired, Marcos. You have huge bags under your eyes. And he's like, it's European style. Okay? It's supposed to be like this.
She's like, I'm European, and I don't look like it. I look fresh as a daisy. Wordplay, Marcos, wordplay. So then Glenn is talking about how tomorrow, let's leave it. Let's be up at, like, let's leave at 8, and then maybe we can do some sailing on the way to the dock. Like, Glenn, I don't think anyone cares about the sailing. I'm just going to put it out there, Glenn. I know you care about it. I don't think these guests care. I don't think they even understand the concept of sailing, okay? So you're making all these plans for people who don't even care about it.
He's obsessed with it. Like, I get it. You're the captain of a sailboat, but, like, you're obsessed at this point. Okay?
Yeah.
Just drop it. Every 5 minutes, he's like a little kid. We're going to go sailing now. I'm going to put up the boat. We're going to go sailing. Everybody, just hold on to things. We're going to sail, damn it. We're going to sail.
He's just sort of like a camp counselor who's planned an activity that the kids just don't want. You know, like, hey, guys, we're going to be doing three-legged races this afternoon. And everyone's like, no, this is a performing arts camp. We want to be doing art.
It's just like a dad who's really excited. My dad finally got a convertible. He's always wanted a convertible. So he's like, I'll drive. And it's like 103 in Texas, okay? And I'm bald, by the way. And so is he, actually. But it'll be like putting down the top. Oh, Jesus Christ. Really? You're putting down the top now? And he always has to put down the top just because that's like his pride and joy. He wants to be like, look at me. I put down the top. Like, yeah, and you're murdering your son at the same time. I hope you're proud of yourself, sir.
I have a hot take. I hate the experience of a convertible putting down or putting up its top. I always feel like it's clunky and slow, and I just feel like it's always going to break.
I just feel like people are really fucked if they're in an emergency situation because they take forever, you know? You need to be able to get in your car and escape. Like, that's how I approach life. You need to be able to flee at all times. And with that, you can't. It's like, okay, people are running after me. They really want my thick, thick wallet that I've got on me. Let's just go with the dream. And you want to be able to get in your car and leave. You can't be like, oh, no, put my tops down. Because it's never just a slide anyway. It's not like a sunroof. It's got like 10 different positions it's got to get into before it does the full.
Has anyone really ever had a pleasant time with a top down anyway? I feel like we've been sold that with the roof, when the top is down, it's like this big, open, airy, wonderful thing. But has anyone really, if you think about it, like, if you can separate your joy from being part of an exclusive experience from, like, the actual joy you're getting from the top being down, like, is there joy in that? Like, the sun is beating down on you.
Well, some people like it.
You can't have conversations. You can't have conversations because you're yelling, the wind, you know. Good luck with your hat. Good luck listening to the radio, you know. I don't think actually.
Listen, it's antisocial people who don't want to have to deal with their hair and like splotchy skin. That's who likes convertibles.
I'll tell you like who likes convertibles. People who like to jump. People who are like, hey, watch me jump into this car. I'm not going to open the door. I'm going to jump in because this is obviously a cooler way to get into a car, even though it's actually more difficult and more dangerous than just opening a door and sitting down.
Yeah, or Dino's. I feel like Dino from this episode really is like a convertible guy. He's like, hey, just so we can yell harassment out the window at people.
Well,
like, hey, Toots, it's a walk. It's a don't walk sign, all right? But if you're going to walk, do it like that. Yeah! You know, he's like harassing people for stalks of bacon down the crosswalk. I need a stalk of bacon!
Well, you know, okay. Well, speaking of Dino, one thing I definitely noticed, because, you know, as the food starts arriving to the table, he's taking videos of it or taking pictures with his iPhone. And I looked at his iPhone and I realized there was a giant white Apple logo on it. And I thought to myself, oh, you're the one person in America who uses the complimentary sticky that comes with your iPhone.
And you put that sticker on your phone.
You did it. Like, has anyone in the history of iPhones ever used that sticker? Everyone throws that. You know the sticker I'm talking about, Ronnie, right?
Yeah, of course.
There's always that little
sticker. You see it on, like, dad cars.
It's like, of course, Dino's like, hey, I got an iPhone. You know what? It's really cool. I want to show everyone I got an iPhone because it's pretty rare around, you know, around this country. I'm going to put this Apple sticker that takes up the entire iPhone. I'm going to put it on the iPhone so people know I got an iPhone.
I got the biggest one. And they say vodka like they do on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. He's like, I want two dirty vodka martinis. Vodka.
Vodka.
Captain's like, okay, breakfast. You know, we're going to serve you guys wraps tomorrow basically for breakfast because we want to sail. And the doctor's like, you mean we don't get to wake up at 1:30 for breakfast? Marge Simpson, so, your sister's loose. Could you please come get her?
I know. So then, meanwhile...
Marge Simpson, your sister has swallowed Lainey Kazan. Could you please come get her from the sailboat?
Marge Simpson, your sister has swallowed Lainey Kazan, who happened to be going through a possession by the ghost of Brenda Vaccaro. Could you please get her?
Truly.
So... Kelsey, meanwhile, is just in the kitchen doing something. And Gary comes by. He's like,
what have you done with your hair?
And she goes, I brushed it. He goes, oh, I was going to say it looks nice. He's like,
smells like rotten beef, but looks nice. She's like, yeah, I flossed. So Dino back at the table is like, what? You got Sapporo? What is this? I need some Sapporo, all right? She's like, we don't have Sapporo, sir. Yeah, I need Sapporo, though, because we're going to have some sushi. What is this, sake? Then I need a sake cup. Jeez, idiots.
Yeah, I need a sake cup, huh? So Daisy, of course, just like hating life. And so now the food is starting to come up and Dr. Nichols is like, where's my chef, por favor? I want to see him. I want to see my chef. And Marcos is like, I just like met you a day ago. Like, I'm not your chef. Like, I'm on the boat. So then so Daisy is like, she's serving the sushi. And I think that, correct me if I'm wrong, at one point, one of them started to serve themselves. And Dino's like, no, don't do that. She's going to come and do it for you. So they're just like really continuing to lean in.
It's like his wife, like, or whoever, whatever lady he's with. He's like, yeah, come on, let her serve it, honey. It's hot. Listen, I want one of those in a sashimi. It's sushi. Why are you telling her it's too hot for her to serve herself? It's too hot, babe. Watch your hands.
So then now Daisy's like downstairs doing something. So the guys try again to try to ask for a Japanese beer because I guess maybe they think that like Daisy is like withholding it. So they ask Ashley, oh my God, the vacuums. Can you hear the vacuums? Yeah, can you hear all the noise in here?
I mean, it sounds like you're living through the Industrial Revolution over there as this goes on.
I'm broadcasting today from inside a forge.
as we do below deck sailing yacht, Ben is in the engine room of a motor yacht. Just to show these guests.
I'm broadcasting from inside Colin's desk in the weird bowels of the yacht just to get a full immersive experience.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry, everyone. I apologize for that noise. I know you're like, what the hell is going on? I hear it too. Much louder, in fact. So anyway, so the guests are like, hey, Ash, you have any Japanese beer? We like six Sapporos. So they're basically saying... They're basically not trusting what Daisy is saying to them, so they're going to try it with Ashley instead.
Right. Like, maybe the Japanese beers are heavier, so Daisy's just too lazy to carry them up. I don't know what they're suggesting here.
Yeah.
But she comes down, and Daisy's like, did they ask you for Japanese beers? Just ignore him. That's what you do with three-year-olds. Gary, check their preference sheets and see if Japanese beer was requested. Thank you. I'm going to punch that motherfucking knob.
Yeah, she just loses me. I'm going to punch that fucking knob in the fucking fuck face, fuck part of his fuck elbow. So now it's... Anyway, the dinner, by and large, goes off pretty well. And so at 1:20 in the morning,
she goes up to him and she goes, just so you know, I checked the preference sheet and there was no Japanese beer, so that's why we didn't order any. And he's like, yeah, because we didn't know there was going to be a Japanese meal. Hello? And she's like, oh, okay. She tried to get him on that one, but, you know. She kind of sat down, I think.
Yeah, I'm sorry that sophisticated palate of his will go untended to with this Japanese meal.
I know.
Didn't realize that if Japanese food is going to be served for this group, that they absolutely need to have Japanese beer to go along with it.
Yeah, very. It's a very classy group. They should have known.
Yeah. He's a motherfucker.
That's Daisy's reaction.
Motherfucker.
Gary's drawn a double face on his preference sheet, and it says, I thought it said I'm a POS, but it says I'm a POES. Oppose?
I wondered that too. Maybe just Gary doesn't know how to do acronyms.
Or
maybe
I'm a piece of extra shit.
slang. I'm going to say pose slang. Oh, yeah. It's a C word. Plural pose, diminutive posy, vulgar, a vagina, female genitalia. There you go.
Is that like South African? South African slang?
For Christ's sake, what do I got to do everything? All right, hold on, let me go.
Well, it's on my preference sheet that I need to know all the reasons. I need to know all the slang that's coming around on all our boats.
Hey, Siri, where was pose born? From a pose. It says, from Afrikaans pose, from yeah. Dutch pose, doublet of puss.
Oh, so there it is, Afrikaans.
Yeah.
Wow, South we learned Africa. So much. Yeah, we're learning so much about the world through this show. I feel blessed. I feel blessed that we get to recap
rainbow.
It. Reading rainbows.
So some people go to bed and then the grape transfusion douche, the doctor's husband, is like the tall Danny DeVito. Actually, I'm not going to do that to Danny DeVito. I love him. So he comes in. He's like, we want some drinks before we go downstairs. I would ask for a boombox, but I know how that's going to turn out. So Daisy's like, oh, Ashley, just do it. They want to party in the room. Sad old people do it.
Sad old people with drinking problems do it. Go do it, Ashley.
So, yeah, so then Daisy's like,
good night, asshole. See you in the fucking morning.
So then everyone, Kelsey and Daisy, are up until 4 a.m. cleaning, which is crazy. And then at 6:40 in the morning, everyone's up again, the crew. I mean, yeah, everyone. So, and Marcos is like,
good news. I worked some magic. We've got a new deckhand on your way. Hasta luego, mother trucker. Love, Spanish Norma.
Yeah, Spanish Norma. So then Barnaby, meanwhile, he puts the fenders away. He's on his own. He's not even told to. He just puts the fenders away. So Gary's happy. And Barnaby's like, well, I could work a hell of a lot harder and make that boat a hell of a lot nicer, but I'm here to have fun. And by fun, I mean feast on someone's spleen. Work smart, not hard. So if I get a load off of Gary, I'm not going to have to worry about cleaning the windows too much.
And Gary, Gary's like, well, if the anchor gets too tight, we'll have to ease it. And then Dino comes up and he's wearing a pink staff shirt. And they're like, well, look at you. You're part of the staff, Dino. He's like, yeah, that's right. Let's sail, Captain. I want to do it. Let's sail to Japan. Give me some goddamn Japanese beer. They know how to do it over there.
Yeah, so then now it's time to sail, so everything goes sideways. We did not shockingly get a shot of the drawer sliding open. I was like, I just made a whole thing about that last week. And now, of course, the first time they sail after that, the drawer doesn't slide out. But Dr. Nichols, of course, is wasted, so she's like puking and sideways, which we didn't really get to see, but I can only imagine that's like not a great way to puke, you know?
Yeah, on an angle. These aren't things I need on this show, okay? Ladies barfing.
Well, you get it again.
But guess what? Here's my note. I don't know what show you were watching. Drawer flies open. Stuff flies all over. So.
Yeah, well, drawer opens?
Yeah, stuff flies all over.
Oh, I must have been looking down at my notes. I must have missed the drawer. So that makes me happy.
There was a green stuff in the drawer. Because I remember thinking, what's that green stuff in the drawer?
Okay, I feel better now. Order's restored.
Then the husband is like, where are we supposed to go to make this more enjoyable for her? She's like, I gotta lay down, honey. I gotta lay down. So they go up to the top, and he's like, whoa, baby, this is actually beautiful. You gotta sit up like this, though, if you're gonna see it, huh? Hey, how the fuck did Columbus do this?
I'm sure he managed also to do it without Japanese beers. So now they want more drinks. Somehow they still want more drinks. So Daisy needs help. So she asks Barnaby to help her, but she calls him Barnabas instead. He goes, Barnabas isn't sticking. Holy moly, Barnabas, you can do it yourself. Call me Barnabas one more time, and it will be your last time. And I mean that in every way.
So more sailing stuff, and someone keeps going, watch the Miz, watch the Miz. And I was like, I wish. I could really use that right now. Jean Valjean! But instead, we got these dopes.
I thought you meant like the wrestler.
Like, no, the Miz. Come on, the Miz. That's what we call it, eh?
No, I'm just imagining the Miz coming out and being like, hey, I'm the Miz. I'm from Ohio and was on The Real World, and I'm a wrestler now.
There is a castle on a fucking cloud. So the guests eat, and Barnaby's doing, like, sally stuff, so they show us that Barnaby knows what he's talking about, which, you know, good pick, guys, because you never know on this show. I don't know if they really bet anybody at this point on this show, because the next person then gets like, what? I never done nothing before. I seen a boat. One time, I had a rubber ducky in the bathtub one time, so I'm qualified.
I once saw Tom's the Train. Oh, that was a train, not a boat, huh? Off the rails. I guess I played for the wrong show. So Dr. Nichols is like, you know what? We need someone to pack for us. I can't pack right now. And Chris, her husband's like, I'm not packing shit. So of course they ask them, the crew, to pack their stuff. And Ashley, meanwhile, is already down in the master. And the master is a total disaster. It's like dirt. There's dirt on the rug. So she already has her hands full. And now they want all their clothes to be packed. So Daisy is like, well, they just told me to pack their bags. And here's what I say. Dump everything in their bags. I don't want you to fold a single thing. Dump everything.
Yeah, we need to do it quickly. All right, dump it. I'm going to hell for this, and it's worth it.
And
could you imagine if that's like what God decided on? Well, you've been wonderful, and you God, look at all these charities that you donated to and you volunteered for, and look at how much of you gave a kidney to. You've done so. You didn't fold someone's clothes on a yacht. Okay, you're going to hell. Sorry.
Bad backing hell.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Colin is talking to Barnabas, and he's like, you know how to do this, right? This is what we call a donkey's fist. Does that get you horny? Let's talk about it. When was the last time a donkey's fist made you horny and he was in the room? Hold on. Let me get my Polaroid out while you tell me.
So, I didn't even bother writing down any of that rope scene.
I don't know why I did. I get tricked into writing down notes on this show because you never know where it's like, going to go. And it's Colin.
I was like, this is going nowhere.
I figured Colin was going to try and start some shit. But no, he was just talking about the fucking donkey's fist, which I thought was donkey dick. But maybe there's different parts of the donkey.
No. It's the donkey dick is the sail thing. The monkey fist is the knot.
Well, there you go. So, they're throwing lines and all that stuff. And it's time for the guests to leave. And so Ashley and Daisy are high-fiving each other for fucking them over on their packing.
Yeah.
I think any other version of Below Deck, I would be like, I am mortified. How could she do that? What kind of service is that? Service sees no attitude. Service is good service. But this, I'm like, fucking poop in that suitcase before you close it. Poop in it.
Yeah, seriously. And then on top of that, when the crew lines up and the guests are leaving, Dino, he goes up to Daisy and goes, you were the best. Wait a second. Let me give you a kiss. And he kisses her on the cheek. She just goes, fuck off. Fuck off.
So Dr. Nipples is like, the food was absolutely amazing. Thank you. Well deserved, am I right? Handsome, an envelope.
Yeah, she's like, now I'm going to go off to my new career singing pirate shanties. All right, everyone.
Meditation tapes, my new career. Breathe in, breathe out, stupid. What, are you going to just hold your breath forever? Goddamn idiot. All right, just open your eyes. Get out. Go. You're done meditating. I'm done with you.
Just go to sleep already. I'm done talking. I have something that's called Vipassana thanks.
Okay, so tip meeting, and the captain's like, congrats, you know, especially to Daisy. Daisy, we know that losing Gabriella, that could not have been easy. And then Ashley's like, right. Like making her stupid little faces over there in the corner.
Stupid face. Yeah, it's just the stupidest face that could ever be on Bravo, Ashley. Just a big stupid face. Just a stupid face. And I say this considering that there's someone like Kelsey who moments before just said, I like mud. I like the taste of dirt.
How did I skip that? I like mud. I like the taste of dirt. You're hired Kelsey. For the rest of your life.
Kelsey always coming in with the observations. So Glenn, he thanks like Barnaby, and he's like, well, you know, they were challenging, but they left very happy, and it's reflected in the tip. So they get a $20,000 tip, and Daisy's like, well, I have absolutely no guilt. We fucking deserve that. And Glenn's like, oh, and also, we have a new addition joining our team this afternoon. Let's welcome her with open arms. And Gary, I can already see you've added a third mast to this boat. Wow.
And Ashley's like, but I'm happy to keep working this way. We're working so well. I just don't want some new girl showing up to mess everything up. I have trouble sharing. This better be her sister. That's my next note. Oh, my God. Because they've done a pretty good job of hiding this lady, whoever it is. But God, let it be Ashley's sister, please.
That would have been such a dream. Could you imagine if it was her sister? Oh, that would have been great.
So then Kelsey and Ashley are working, and Ashley's like, well, is she coming today? I mean, is she even going to work? Kelsey says, no, she's just going to hang out, which is kind of freaking weird. Shut up, lady who eats dirt. I mean, you can't just go from eating dirt to saying other people are weird, okay? You've got some plaque in your hair, by the way. Get that out.
Well, Ashley's already trying to – already she is poisoning the well against the new girl. She's like, ugh. Wait, so she's just coming and she's just going out? And because Ashley also says that. She goes, because that's a little fucking weird. Like, it's weird having her come in on a night off. Like, new guys are easy for me, but new girls are a little difficult. What is weird that she's coming, that this is when she's arriving? I don't understand what... She's just trying to make this girl seem like a strange, weird person. Oh, what a crazy person arriving in between charters on a day off who wants to just socialize. What a strange person, everyone.
She's an idiot. I feel kind of bad for people like Ashley who are like, yeah, I'm not really into girls. I'm more of like a guy's girl. Like, girls just don't like me because they're jealous. Why don't the guys like you? Because they don't like you either. Sorry.
Yeah, she'll always be miserable. She'll be miserable the rest of her life. She will find very little to fill the void that her parents have created for her, and that's just the sad truth. I mean, hopefully therapy,
you know what, I'm so sick of blaming parents. We don't know anything about her parents. We don't know that this is their fault. Sometimes people
it's 100% their well it's 100% their fault, but she's gonna just like, she's just gonna be a monster, and she'll never find the happiness that she wants, because she's gonna say that she's like, she's more of a guy's girl than a girl's girl, but she'll never get the full respect that she wants. She'll never feel like she truly fits in, because as much as she says she's a guy's girl, she'll still be treated like a girl by the guys. And that will be create some cognitive dissonance for her. She won't be able to deal with it. So she'll drink and she will be self-destructive. And that's going to be on her. Sorry.
Sorry. So Scarlett goes and says, hello, Scarlett's here. Dun, dun, dun. And she's gorgeous. She's from Arkansas. She's been to San Diego for 3 years. And she tells us, well, I'm from Arkansas, but I don't like country music. I'm rebellious. It's like, oh,
wow.
You tell him, Scarlett.
I'm taking a stand, Scarlett.
Oh, the new revolution. Turning the channel of the radio. Scarlett.
She also, like, yeah, her rebellious nature extends to this metaphor where she says, I will touch the hot stove and see for myself. I'm like, I don't know if that's being a rebel as much as it's being just stupid. Like,
she's also, like, it gives you ugly hands. Like, she lifts her hands and they're like Freddy Krueger hands.
Bless she her. Also has very much like a Madison LaCroix kind of vibe. Like, when I think back at her now, I only see Madison LaCroix. You know, when you like, you see someone for the first time and you don't have like a strong, like, you haven't seen them enough that they've created a lasting image in your head. So now when I think of her, I'm just seeing Madison LaCroix in all these scenes. Born for corn.
She's got kind of Madison LaCroix personality with like a tiny version of a Stassi face. Like there's something about like there's some Stassi-iness going on. I don't know. Sometimes, yeah, you can start just typing people and putting all sorts of different things in together. You know, I think, you know who I think does that really well? Emojis. no one's emojis really looks like them, but you know what they're getting at. They're like, it's close enough. I feel like sometimes that's how Below Deck is. They're just through an emoji Rolodex. They're like, we wanted a Stassi Schroeder. The emoji looks like this girl. Just put her on.
It's like we project or we like, well, it's, I believe it's called the Potemkin effect or whatever. I could be wrong.
I'm but in
it's
the like park with George.
what Mandy Potemkin.
No, I'm sorry. You know what's so funny? Okay, first of all, it's not called the Potemkin effect. First of all, that's Mandy Patinkin. But the other day, my friend was saying,
"I know
Mandy
you Patinkin, dumbass."
But no, but
you think I really don't know? You think anyone who's really singing "Sunday in the Park with George" thinks it's Mandy Patinkin?
Listen, I just—it's very important that we have correct information on this show at all times. But my friend started saying Mandy Patinkin, but he kept on saying, "Oh yeah, I saw that show with Mandy Patinkin." I was like, what? He's like, you know, he's like Patinkin or something. And it was such a strange way of saying Patinkin.
Patinkin. I get it because I heard someone call Guy Fieri once. And so now I say Guy Fieri because I feel like, I don't know, that's respectful. And he deserves our respect because it's Guy Fieri. And people keep, every time I say it now, people are like, who? What are you talking about? Who's Guy Fieri? I'm like, God, because so in my mind, it's correct because I heard one person say it one time. So anyway, Guy this Fieri. All goes back to Scarlett's face somehow. So
it goes back to Scarlett's face. And I can't remember the name of the effect where when you look at someone who has no emotion on their face, but you project your own emotion onto their face. There's a name for it that came from silent film. And it was, I forget what it's called, but
gaslighting.
Gaslighting. No, the Potemkin is the Potemkin village, which is a different thing entirely.
Gaslighting Potemkins this week on Below Deck. Mandy Potemkin.
No, that's what you should have said, Ronnie. You should have said, no, his name is Mandy Potemkin. And you could have been that would have been a gaslighting Potemkin moment.
Yeah. Okay, so back to Scarlett's first line on the show. So she's like, the reason I'm on boat is because the first guy I dated was the captain of a boat, and so that became my life. It's like, well, okay, well, you'll fit right in on this show. So Gary is in bed. And like
talk about like assimilating, right? She just emojied herself into boating.
So Gary, like I said earlier, is like the dog who hears somebody come home to give him a treat. He's just like, he hears his head like pops out of bed and he's like... And so Ashley's like, oh, hi, you're my roommate. And Barnaby's like, you're going to bank her, right, Gary? And Colin's like, are you just going to come in here and take all of my lines? The fuck do you think you are, Boonby?
I know. And by the way, Barnaby, you just got there like 2 days ago. And all of a sudden, he's like rolling with all the inside jokes. I was like, I feel like Barnaby is a little overfamiliar. And I feel like he has not been clocked on it, right? Did you pick up on that?
I feel like Barnaby is one of those people who's really hot when he's not talking. Like, he's very good looking, you know, he's very pretty eyes and stuff. And I think he's not liking this, having to kind of hand the power over to Gary. And so he's just checking in, you know, he's doing that guy thing of like, are you going for her too, Gary? Are you? I've been here 2 days and seen you go for 3 girls. Are you going to go for that one too? Is there anything left for the rest of us? All right. This is like a golden corral for Gary, and everyone else just walks behind and picks up little crumbs off the floor.
By the way, and then Gary, so they hear, Gary hears Scarlett, everyone's saying, hi, Scarlett, in the hallways, and he's just in his bed and he goes, Scarlett! He like taps his bed like, and he's like, Scarlett is like called. It's literally like the Big Bad Wolf is on this boat. You know, it's like, it's literally like Like, he's dressed like Scarlett's grandmother at this point, you know?
He has a little bonnet on. Zemo Wolf. She's like, Scarlett! So the captain's like, Scarlett, more gentlemen in here. Okay, there officially needs to be an HR on this boat. When the captain is leading the lambs to slaughter, it's time to get some HR, guys. Okay.
And the way the guys are just in their room, just three of them, sort of like on the edge of their beds, like... It's just like, it's like three bats, you know, walking into a cave.
So the captain's like, there's more gentlemen in here. And she comes in and Gary is already doing the eye contact thing. He's like, like giving her the up and down. He's like, you need to end with anything. Luggage, something like that. Oh, go get your luggage.
Yeah, he just goes speeding. He like jumps down and it's like a joke, but it's like not a joke at the same time. And so he goes.
I mean, it's a joke where you're like carrying a giant piece of luggage over your shoulder. So I don't really get it, but.
Yeah. So Daisy's like, well, you can ask me anything you want, but it's going to be a very steep learning curve. Okay, here's the rundown. Ashley's a slut. Gary's a slut. We don't know who the guy with the ponytail is, but we talked to him anyway. Marcos is missing a little bit of hair. And,
Colin gossips like the housemaid next door. Watch out for him. Daisy's like, listen, ask me what you need to, but it's gonna be a steep learning curve. What's your experience?
Well, like, mostly the second, but really only if I've been on a date
with cleaning girl.
Oh, nothing really.
Have you been on a boat before?
I've gone swimming.
Bumper boats?
I've gone swimming very before, big. So that was fine. You know what I've done? Here's my experience. Write this down. You writing it?
I don't write it. Put it on your CV, girl.
I burn my hands a lot because, like, I touch those. And I don't give a fuck about it.
I unfortunately don't have a CV because I put it on a hot stove to see if it would burn up. It did.
So then Gary starts questioning her. He's like, so you're from San Diego, flew in from the mainland, eh? And Daisy's like, Gary, shut up. I'm trying to talk. Okay, I'm done now. You can talk now, Gary. I forgot what I was saying.
She's trying to, like, actually give instructions to Ashley, and Gary's trying to flirt with her, like, actively flirting with her while Daisy's teaching her thing. And she's getting so pissed. So then you just sort of, see, they are Scarlett and Ashley are in they're sharing a bunk together, and so Ashley is just totally sizing up Scarlett, trying to get whatever information she can get out of her to use against her, and also like to exert or assert her place on this boat. So she's like, so like, what boats have you worked on? Oh, none. Okay, cool. And you're single, right? Yeah, okay. And then Scarlett's like, I am. Like, are you single? And Ashley's like, I don't really know how to answer that. I can answer it for you. Yes,
you're single. You're fucking single. Okay.
Single.
It's not one of, this is not a moment for your truth. Well, you know, you speak your truth and I'll speak my truth. No, this is just a moment of the truth. Your ass is single.
You're okay? Single. You're single.
So, I love her first question because she goes, so how old are you? Which is all Ashley cares about. You know, that was like Ashley's plot line for the first part of the season. And Scarlett's like, I'm 25. How about you? And Ashley's like, 23. Damn it. Someone who's older than me. You know, that really bugged Ashley because she just can't be with people who are younger than her, guys.
Yeah. Or her and age. So, and she's like, you know, Gary's like the reason why I don't know if I'm single or not is like Gary's like extremely flirty. Like if I corner him and he's like, can you get away from me? I'm like, Gary, stop flirting. He's so funny when he does that. Yeah, he's like very touchy feely.
Yeah, I've kissed him a few times. And Scarlett's like, well, that's good to know. Ow! Damn it. Why would you put your hands on a stove? It's what I do. It's my thing.
So then Ashley and Carl are outside cheersing with Gary. And then everybody packs up and gets into the vans to go out at night. And Barnaby's like, wow, look at that dress, Daisy. That's quite a knockout. And she's like, thanks, B. And Gary's like, yeah, take it off. Take it off, Daisy.
Yeah, and then the vans, Daisy tells Gary, so you're totally gonna fuck the new girl, aren't ya? He goes, no, I'm not. And Barnaby goes, but you shagged Ashley already. And Gary goes, no, I did not. He's like, no, I did not. Blah, blah, blah. No, I did not. Blah, blah. And he's like, yes, you did. Yes, you did. It's really hard doing a Gary, Daisy, and Barnaby scene. That, like, pivot between those three accents, very difficult.
You're gonna fuck the new girl.
You fucked Ashley.
I did not. You did. Own it. Motherfucker.
Hard, 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 hard.
Pot of gold, pot of gold.
Yeah, we don't actually have like a punctuation noise for Daisy. Like Gary obviously has a, and then Barnaby has. Well, I like what you just did though.
So in the other van, it's Ashley and Scarlett, and someone says, "Did you have sex with Gary?" And Ashley's like, "I'm not a bad girl." She's the fucking worst.
I know, she is absolutely terrible. So Daisy's saying that Gary, she's like, oh, you stuck it in and you took it out. And Gary's like, well, it doesn't mean I had sex with her. I mean, like, that's like, if you licked the ice cream, does that mean that you ate the ice cream? No. I'm like, it's an interesting point, but still ultimately is like, you can't say that you didn't eat it either.
She's like, the calories count, Gary. The calories still count.
So, you know, just because this is all Gary. So Gary went on Daisy's podcast last week. I think it's called Below the Surface. Sorry if I fucked that up, Daisy. But I'm going to go listen to it because I didn't even know Daisy had a podcast. So, you know, got to hear that.
It's called Welcome to My Podcast.
Well, get over here, motherfucker.
And, apparently said, because, you know, Ashley's in a lot of trouble after her episode, rightly so. She acted like a total jackass, and she was asking Gary about it, and he said that he doesn't consider what Ashley did rape or assault, and that he had hooked up with Ashley before, which I thought was interesting, because this is Gary, you know, Gary being like, I've never hooked up with her, and I think that everyone's thinking of that particular night. I mean, I am, as I watch it, that's how it looks, but I'm curious as to why they would have edited that out of the show. It's weird, you know? Too much behind the scenes on shows in general is hard. It's especially hard on this show because it's like, what? How would they cut that out? It's Below Deck. Like, what happens on this show, you know?
What do you mean cut that out?
Well, did they show him hooking up with her before?
I mean, I don't know what their definition of hooking up is because they did kiss, so that might count as hooking up for him. I'm not sure.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's a regional thing, but where I'm from, hooking up is fucking. I mean, when has hooking up been anything other than fucking?
But some people say hooking up is just kissing, so who knows?
Oh, really? Oh, I don't know. Well, anyway, just FYI, that's what he said. So, Club Menorca. So Ashley's like, she's telling Kelsey, yeah, I'm like, sure, this girl doesn't trust me now that she knows I fucked Gary, but fuck it. And Kelsey's like, yeah, we were talking about it on our car ride too, and I'm not going to lie. He's like, no, I didn't fuck her. And Ashley's like, he's a shithead, whatever. Whether you want to acknowledge it or not, it happened while you were blacked out. It's like, wow, Ashley, you're really going to run this one into the ground? You're going to run with this one, huh? Like,
yeah.
And
she goes, it's like he's ashamed of me. I'm like, well, what have you done that would make him not feel ashamed of having sex with you? I don't know. Did I just slut shame right there? I apologize. But either way, it's not so much, I wasn't really slut shaming. I was Ashley shaming, as in like, Ashley's awful. So I would be 100% ashamed if I slept with Ashley, because I'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe I slept with her. She is terrible.
Oh, Ashley, the guy, like, how many times? I can't with Ashley. And that's the rest of this episode.
Ashley shaming, I think, is totally great. I think it's great to Ashley shame.
The rest of this episode is just frustration with Ashley, basically. It's like Ashley getting pissed that she's not being acknowledged and this and that, which, of course, it's not that nice of Gary on his end. But Ashley, the guy was like fall down drunk and he's told you no 90,000 fucking times. And you just keep.
The sad part about it is that, like, regardless of why or whatever, like, they clearly, it was barely anything. I mean, it was like, definitely there was penetration, obviously, right? But it doesn't sound like there was thrusting beyond the penetration. I don't know. It's hard to know really what's going on. I honestly don't care. But, like, obviously there was something. And so it is obnoxious that Carrie is like, we never had sex. But at the same time, you know, Ashley, like, her history has been, you know, they share a pact. She's like, oh, my God, we were totally kissing. And now, like, this very brief penetration. Yeah, like, oh my God, we had sex.
Yeah, like we had sex. Like, and she's acting like they had a night. Like she took somebody who's fall down drunk and stuck it in herself, and then he got up and ran away and laughed about it to the other guys in the other room. Like, aren't you mortified? Why are you screaming this at the top of your fucking lungs? Like, you should be disgusted with yourself. Like, that's like a salty, predatory behavior. It's gross.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Well, I just think that, like, the fact that she is so, just, like, so happy that, not happy, but, like, she's just over-exaggerating the moment, you know, and using it to sort of try to make, like, to be like, he's mine, because we had this fleeting moment that he was so special that he doesn't even want to admit that it happened.
Weesh. God, so, okay, so outside at dinner, Gary's, like, pulling out Scarlett's chair and doing the whole thing, and so Kelsey's asking her about herself, and Scarlett's like, well, I've never done stuff like this. I mean, it's mostly, like, day charters and stuff, and so they all give a cheers to her, and Gary's like, well, you drinking? You got me a rough, and what's your sign? She's like, vodka water, never been here, and stop. You had it? And yeah, so like, he tries her vodka water. He's
like,
oh,
vodka water. Never heard of it before. Blah, 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 blah. Like, like, Gary, it's vodka water. I mean, that's literally like the most basic alcohol with the truly the most basic liquid in the world. And he's like, oh, wow, well, it's pretty refreshing. Blah, look at you teaching me. Blah, 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 what a fuck. Blah, blah, blah.
And Ashley, who's insta-drunk, is down the table. And she's like, Gary.
And he's just ignoring her, and he's trying to talk to Scarlett. He's like, so, what are your tattoos? Can you tell me about them? And Scarlett goes, I don't know. They're random. I was dating a tattoo artist, and suddenly I had tattoos. It was crazy.
Whatever came in the Captain Crunch box that week went right on me. Now she's like, you guys are about to see the not good side of me. Oh, wow. Oh,
wow. So that was the good side we've been seeing all season.
Wow. So Gary's like, so well, you don't need his seafood then, Ashley. And Ashley, oh no.
You know, he's talking to Scarlett. He's making just like terrible flirtations with Scarlett, being like, so you don't eat seafood. Oh, that's all you don't eat. And Ashley's like, who's that? Not me. I eat seafood now, because now she's eating and she's like yelling across the Gary, but she has mayo on the corner of her mouth that remains there for like the rest of the dinner.
And her eyes are like, crossed. Hey. Well, you know, her eyes are fucking crossed. And Scarlett's like, well, shrimp, I'll eat shrimp. And Ashley's like, well, I mean, you can pretend it didn't happen, but it happened. And Barnaby's like, I don't have any idea what you're talking about. She goes, I remember.
Trust me, I remember. So,
and her face is like a final episode Dorinda, you know? Like, all she needed was a glitter turban.
She is messy. So now Scarlett is now trying shrimp. And Ashley's like, hey, you wouldn't want to deny it. He's denying it. Trust me, I don't care. I don't need you. We're good. We're good. I love when the person being ignored is saying, like, don't worry, I don't need you. We're good. We're good.
Like literally nobody is paying attention to you, Ashley. You're sad. You're sad at this point. So Daisy gets up and goes to have a cigarette. And Scarlett's like, I'll come with you. And so they go smoke. And Scarlett's like, I'm single. And Daisy's like, all right, well, so you're here to make trouble then, aren't you, girl? And she's like, oh, yeah, I've heard. Gary. She goes, yeah, Gary, be wary of Gary. He's single. He can do what he wants. But be wary of the consequences.
Yeah. So
when your baby's first words are donkey dick, don't come crying to me, girl.
And meanwhile, back down at the table, Ashley is still yelling, if someone wants to deny the fact that it didn't happen, I know it. I remember the fucking penis being in my fucking vagina. Everyone's like, oh my God, please stop. No one cares.
Oh, that's just so It's just so cringe. You literally made that happen with the person so drunk they blacked out, and you're bragging about it.
Yeah, I mean, because normally we hear this in a way where, like, a guy has done that to someone, and it's, like, literally an illegal act that has happened. And it's someone being like, don't deny this. Like, what you did, you'd, like, violated me. But this is her actually suing it to, like, get some sort of cred. Some cred that they have, like, almost a relationship of some sort. And it's just like, wow.
Look, we know that they need an HR on this show. They also need a Hargate, okay? I'm going to need a Marissa Hargate on this show because this is some bullshit. I need Marissa to just come out like, chung, chung. You've just confessed, you know?
We need a Fraser Crane, too, for crying out loud.
Wrong show.
just to get some... I mean, I don't know any other TV therapists.
Oh.
How about Dr. Melfi? Get Dr. Melfi on here.
Yeah, this girl's just fucking disgusting. She's gross. So Ashley is screaming, I remember it! The penis in my fucking vagina!
And Gary's like, Gary tells us, well, this is why you don't hook up with someone so clingy and so childish. Okay, so now I'm going to like pivot over to Gary deserves some shit too. Okay, because he does deserve some shit. He's acting like, you know, this girl is clingy and she is childish and she is a mess. But also you knew all of that. Like we all read it right away. And so like I'm not going to feel bad for you that you did this because you were he never drew a boundary and he could have drawn a boundary and he didn't do it and because he loved the attention that he was getting and now he's like, oh wow, she's so clingy. I'm like, well, you didn't really do much to help that situation either.
Yeah, well, it's the Sydney thing from last year, you know? It's like, yeah, he makes people fucking crazy. And it's like, were they already crazy? Probably. But it's like, it can't just be a coincidence that it's like, here we go again with the same Sydney storyline, who he brought up in that other interview as well, and was like, I just like her. I just like Ashley even more than Sydney. It's like, well,
wow. Well, you know, the thing is,
like, fuck, man.
Because he loves the attention. So, like, you know, he is drawn, obviously, to these girls who are drawn to him in that way, and he loves that attention, he loves the flirtation, and he's also horny, and he crosses the line, and then but then doesn't really want to have anything to do with him, and they go absolutely nuts. But the difference is with Sydney, I mean, Sydney was a mess too, but I ultimately felt a huge amount of sympathy for Sydney. I felt like ultimately she was like manipulated by Gary, but Ashley, I feel like Ashley is just her own disaster.
Yeah, my God, this show's a mess. Daisy returns and she's saying, all right, who's looking after me tonight? It can't be you, Colin, because last time you looked after me, I kissed Gary. And Ashley's like, well, you kiss him every night. What's the big deal? She goes, okay, over there, jealous.
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, because finally it was just like sad, you know?
And Barnaby's like, Daisy, have you been snogging Gaza? Oh God! Now he's Gaza. You're right. He is a little overly familiar.
It's. I'm like, you're not. You haven't been here long enough to be giving nicknames to people, or Gaza. To be using the nicknames. You can't call Gary Gaza. You're new. You're new, Barnabas.
And so, Ashley's like, yeah, Daisy poops. She's like, Ashley, stop talking and just drink some water.
So now Daisy, Colin, and Gary are talking, and Daisy's like, so Gary, what are you gonna do about your girlfriend? He's like, I don't have a girlfriend. She goes, Ashley's your girlfriend, your new girlfriend. She's like, oh well, she's pissed off at me because I was flirting with the other girl, and that's rude of me, yes I know, but my self-defense mechanisms are gonna come out. I was like, wait, what? Your self-defense mechanisms are gonna come out? I can't. Two ridiculous people, Ashley and Gary.
So then Ashley's like, I'm going to bed now. And Barnaby's like, I'm sorry to see that you're upset. Those eyes, those crazy, crazy eyes. And she's like, I just want to leave. Like, I'm sorry. No, Ashley, you don't get to start all this fucking drama and make everybody deal with it every fucking day. Okay? Mm-hmm. Just because you lost, you're stuck with it. So then Gary returns and they all leave. And he's like, Scarlett, I'm waiting for you. Let's go. And Ashley's like, ah, like cross-eyed mammy's mouth.
So mayonnaise mouth. So now they're like in the back in the vans and everything. And there's like one van's like a lot of fun. And the other van is Ashley just crying. And Ashley's like, I just don't like people fucking lying about shit. And then the other van, Barnaby's like, well, Ashley was hammered way before dinner. And Gary's like, well, I'm sorry that I'm flirting with Scarlett, but she has personality and she's full of life.
I'm like, now come on, girls, jump in the front seat. You can do it, girls. Come on. They're like,
I love all of Scarlett's personality and joie de vivre. So far, we know she touches hot ovens, hot stoves, and
I like vodka
with water.
She's been on a catamaran, and she touches hot things. Okay, that's what we know about her so far.
But that being said, he's right.
In the other van, Ashley and Kelsey are talking, and of course, it's the mad van, you know? And Ashley's like, oh, well, so many news here, so he's just going to deny everything, I guess. And Kelsey's like, oh my God, stop. Yeah. This is hard enough for me on this boat without now having aligned myself with the biggest, the most hated person here. Just please stop.
I know. Ashley, she goes, something shiny and news here, and he's just going to throw himself at it. I'm like, yeah, that's like literally what you were trying to get out of him. You were trying to be the shiny and new thing and to be thrown at, okay? And then she goes, it's one thing to be tossed out to the side, but I don't need to be kicked while I'm already down. I'm like, girl, to be tossed out to the side means that you have to already have been tossable. Like, you already were at the side.
You were never the entree.
You were at the side the entire time.
You were the side salad the entire time.
Okay? You've been on the side.
You've been the iceberg with the cheap blue cheese on top the entire time. Let's not try to turn ourselves into a steak that nobody ordered.
Okay? You are a console, not a dining table.
Jeez. So she's like, he made me feel like stupid, like, and cries. And Colin's like, hey, is he making you feel stupid, Joel? Say it right into this pocket holding my iPhone on record. And she's like, because he's denying what happened. And like, I remember what happened. That's called assault. Ashley, you fucking idiot. And Colin's like, well, you look more stupid right now carrying on about it. It's like, oh, you know, okay. I'm really glad Colin's always there to stick up for fucking Gary, okay? Which I know that I'm going off on Ashley right now, but shut up, Colin. You helped start this.
Well, I think what's actually interesting, hearing what you're saying, we've seen so many times where, like, a guy goes, sleeps with a girl, then ghosts her, and then she's left to become the crazy person, and she's like, whoa, like, you're acting like we have nothing, but we had like sex. We had like a thing. And so we've been in that situation before. So it's sort of, again, it's interesting that we're sort of hearing that pattern play out here, but it's a totally different context here. You know, with Ashley, like, so normally I would feel actually a huge amount of sympathy for the girl who is like, has the guy kind of gaslighting a little bit. But in this case, it's just, you know, the thing that's, I think, very frustrating is that Ashley spends a lot of energy talking as if she's just like a cool girl. Like, you know what? Like, we can just have like sex. And it's just like, whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm horny. You're horny. Who cares? It doesn't mean anything. But she does that whole thing. And now here they have a microsecond of sex. And now she is she's like all furious. Like, but wait a second. Like, we had something. And now you're going to act like we don't have something. I'm like, you can't act like you're cool with casual sex and then be like, you know, all, you know, acting like there was something special in that moment. I don't know. I am probably saying about 50 different things that could get me in trouble, but this is my reaction to watching the show. I'm happy to be corrected.
Well, fucking, actually, you know, so much is wrong with it on so many levels, because you can't be on her side, because what she did was so wrong, and she's still screaming about what she did, like she's proud of it. On the other hand, you've got Gary, who does this to everybody who comes on the boat. You know, it's like he puts that glowy attention on whoever he sets his sights on. He puts all this attention, does the love bombing thing, and then is like, no, 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 no. And then slowly makes him crazy and tells everybody they're crazy and obsessed with him. You know?
Yeah. It's true, which is totally obnoxious. And so, like, in a certain way, like, you know, I almost feel bad for Ashley, because she is a victim of that, too. But I just don't feel bad for her because I feel like she is Meshuggah and she always has been Meshuggah. And I don't know. I feel like she can't have it both ways.
So back at the boat, Kelsey's like, guys, I have to poop. And Barnaby goes, that's horrible. So then Daisy's standing, like she's walking into the boat, but she's standing on the plank or whatever you call it. And she's like, he did fuck Ashley. No, he didn't fuck Ashley. Yes, he did fuck Ashley. No, he didn't fuck Ashley. I'm so confused. No one gives a fuck.
That's actually the only true thing. Doesn't matter whose side you're on and who you feel bad for or who you don't feel bad for. Daisy is the only one who said the only true undeniable fact. No one gives a fuck.
No. So Ashley's like, I'm going to the jacuzzi. So Gary does his I'm going to bed thing. So he's like, oh, I'm so over American chicks brew. And Colin's like, well, but she thinks you had sex. Well, if we did, it doesn't matter. He's like, well, it matters to her. I mean, she's not making stories up. She just remembers more than you, you know? She doesn't know where to go from here. She's just a little doe. A little doe in the woods. What are you going to do?
Yeah. And so then then we see the girls are up in the hot tub, and they're all just, like, flossing. It's very sad. Like,
I love dance. That that's Kelsey's dance. The girl who flosses her teeth with her hair is, like, into the flossy. So then Gary is saying, let's get some bubbles up in here. And now she's like, bubbles in the jacuzzi is the most disgusting thing ever.
That's actually a pretty intuitive next step for a jacuzzi, I would say.
Well, but he's talking about, like, dish soap bubbles, because he starts pouring dish soap in there.
That's true. But, like, it's still not the most disgusting thing. It's just maybe, like, the, I don't know. I'm not even going to debate it. I'm not going to debate it. I just am pushing back on what Ashley says.
So Scarlett's like, Gary, that's enough. And he goes, you're enough. She goes, I am enough. And then they're like, and Ashley's just doing that drinking the bottle of tequila by herself thing. And Gary's just lifting Scarlett and like twirling her around in the hot tub while Ashley's just cross-eyed drunk looking on angrily.
And then Ashley's like, I'm a whore. It's fine. Like, according to Gary, I'm a whore. I'm like, I don't think Gary ever called you a whore. Maybe a lot of viewers did, but I don't think Gary did. I don't think either of us have called her a whore, but I think that that's clearly her insecurity that's driving this, right? Like, that is what's coming out, is that she now feels like she's a whore because of what happened. And so now she's mad and upset and embarrassed and shamed and the whole cocktail of downward spiral.
I don't know. I don't put that much mental energy into people like this. It's like digging too deep in a shallow. It's a very shallow place. You don't want to dig too deep, you know?
No.
You don't want to hit anything. So yeah. Daisy's like, nobody cares. And Ashley's like, but Gary, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you. Listen, Gary, listen to me. He's like, oh, twirling Scarlett. I'm twirling. Woohoo, I'm going down, Scarlett. And so he leaves. And Ashley's like, I'm done talking, Gary. I just want 2 seconds. Oh, God, whatever. I'm getting vinegar and chips, and then I'm done with them.
Yeah, she's like, I'm done. It's like making these declarations that, like, no one cares about. Like, no one has said, please not be done. she's drawing a line, and she's drawing a line.
She's trying to get a reaction, and she's not getting a reaction. So she just keeps changing her She just keeps changing roads. You know, it's like, well, I guess I'm just a whore. No reaction. Bubbles are stupid. No reaction. I don't even care about you. I'm breaking up with you. Nobody cares. I'm eating chips. Nobody cares. She's just trying like anything she can, and no one will give her any fucking attention. So
yeah, I take back the downward spiral, because you're right, because she wasn't saying I'm a whore because she was suddenly like faced with like inner shame. No, she just was looking for attention. You're right, I went digging in a shallow place. Shame
don't
on me.
Don't dig too deep in shallow places, man. So Kelsey's like, I had my first solid puke today in 2 months, so that's good. It's like, wow, glad Kelsey's here. That's so exciting. Then in the mess, everybody's doing their like midnight eating or whatever. Well, Gary's staying by the hot tub. And then I don't know, you know, Gary's doing that thing where he's just kind of walking around the hot tub, slowly cleaning, you know, waiting to see who comes down to join him in the hot tub after he was just pretending that he was going to go to bed. I mean, it's like Gary just follows his moves. He does the same moves over and over again.
Yeah. And by the way, Gary and Ashley are the masters of declaring they're going to bed without actually going to bed. I mean, they do it so often. So Ashley now, so they're all eating this pasta that Marcos had made for them. And Ashley is binging it. Like, and at first I thought it was like a joke because she has her mouth stuffed full of it. But she, then you start to realize, no, she just wants to just take all of this pasta in right now.
And she does. She takes a big fistful of it and just shoves it in her mouth. And it's just falling all over the place, all over her and all over the table.
Everywhere.
Barnaby's watching her and just goes, don't choke. And Daisy's like, Ashley, you're eating your feelings.
Yeah, that's an understatement. I don't know if that's true, because I think you have to have feelings in order to eat them.
So then Scarlett is watching and she's kind of laughing and she goes, oh, no. Marco says, you know there's a fork right in front of you, right? And she's like, I'm going to bed, bang, Alan. She crawls over everybody and like stumbles down. So Scarlett follows her into their room and she's like, can I do anything for you? And she's like, no. Scarlett has gone to the bathroom and she...
to shower.
Ashley swings open the door and Scarlett's standing there naked and Ashley like pushes her out of the way and just barfs.
Yeah. Okay, so the next day, the crew is waking up. Ashley, she announces that she's at rock bottom, which was funny because we know she has so much further down to go. If she thinks this is rock bottom, girl, it's just going to get worse for you. There's still several episodes left.
Yeah.
And she goes, the only way you can go is up. I'm like, no, you can just sort of go laterally at the bottom. You know, like, listen, when you see clams and scallops on the bottom, when you see bottom feeders on the ocean, they're not going up to the waves to bask in the sunlight. They're just sort of staying there at the bottom, going back and forth.
Yeah, the only time they go up to the waves is when they're caught and they're eaten. You know?
So then, this metaphor is getting away from me a little bit.
So the next day, Scarlett's like, how you feeling? Do you remember throwing up? And she's like, I wish I was crying over something better. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with me? Drinking makes you do stupid, stupid things.
Yeah. Like she is definitely a convenient blackouter. So then she
starts eating. She starts eating breakfast and Scarlett's just watching her and she goes, I'm calling blackout last night. Did I eat last night? And then we see a clip of it again. These editors hate her. We see the clip of the pasta just falling out of her mouth all over herself. And Scarlett goes, Yeah, you did.
Scarlett's like, I will never look at spaghetti the same. Or really at Ashley. Really at anything the same. The only thing I look at the same, hot stoves.
Oh, damn it. Still hot.
So Gary and Barnaby are chatting. They're having like their who we gonna bang bra meeting. Gary's like, how was your night? Nothing keen after the jacuzzi. And Barnaby's like, right, well, how about Scarlett? You were chatting her up. He's like, well, she's very pretty and very cool. Like chalk and cheese, her and Ashley. Like complete opposites.
Yeah. And so now Ashley goes up to Daisy and she goes, am I still second or am I third? And Daisy's like, well, I haven't really thought about it. And at the moment, it doesn't matter. And so Daisy's just like very annoyed. She's like, this title bullshit needs to stop. It doesn't mean anything. You're still a toilet cleaner. I was like, oh, did you give that was that for Ronnie? Was that like a Daisy line for Ronnie? Oh, did you write that line for Daisy?
And Ashley's like, this is my first hangover and I'm not happy at it. You gotta fucking love Ashley. The stones on Ashley. To be so wasted, she's barfing everywhere, eating spaghetti with her hands, screaming through the boat, I fucked you and you were blacked out during it, idiot. And then having the nerve to be like, so did I get a promotion?
That is so true.
No, you did not. Ma'am.
You did
and
not.
In the same sentence being like, God, I'm so hungover.
Yeah. So now there's cleaning. And Daisy tells Scarlett she tells Scarlett that she wants her and Ashley to work as a team. And Scarlett still doesn't know if she's second or third stew. But cleaning, lots of cleaning, and Scarlett asking a lot of questions, and Ashley just being so snotty. So this is Ashley, who spent the first half of the season getting pissed at Gabriella because when she would ask Gabriella about things, Gabriella, in her mind, gave her very snotty responses. And so what is Ashley doing now that Scarlett's asking her questions? Giving snotty ass responses like, ugh, you just fold it. You just put it here. Have you ever worked on a charter boat before? So, like, shut up, Ashley. So many different dimensions in which she can be awful.
But then Ashley tells us that she's so happy. She's like, even though I'm hungover as fuck, like, knowing Scarlett has no experience is giving me life right now.
Ashley is the person who gets people killed in sororities. I'll tell you that right now. She's the one. She is the one who takes the hazing too far, who pushes the new recruit too far. This is full on Ashley.
Mm-hmm. So preference sheet meeting. Oh, guess who's coming? Keely Washburn from Indianapolis, Indiana, Nana. And do you guys remember Keely? Because last year she chartered with Erica Rose. Dun, dun, yeah. Dun. Is this well just completely dry? Is there nobody else who wants to be on Bravo? Come on.
Yeah, I think so. And not only is Keely coming, but she's bringing Jess. Jess is the one who got in the fight with the Trump bikini girl. And Jess,
well, I like Jess.
Jess was hilarious and awful.
Jess was like, I can't be around these idiot women. I can't do it. What is that, a fucking Trump bathing suit? Change. You better fucking change right now.
So Daisy's basically like, I'm at my end. I can't have another charter with disrespect. And the ladies, they all want like a dinner with Captain Glenn. They want to have like a 10-course dinner night and yada, yada, yada. So everyone's getting ready for that.
So then Gary and Scarlett are at the bar. And Scarlett's like, oh, I missed you. He's like, you're so cute. Anyone ever say that to you? She's like, no, never. A blonde, adorable girl from the South? Nope, never been called cute. Glad you pulled that one out.
I know. And Gary's like, well, I'm so glad. Yeah, finally, someone that gets me. And he goes, actually, I was thinking about getting to know you a little bit better, but I think it's going to be a little bit difficult, you know, with lots of face down there. Spaghetti face. And she's like, oh, because of the circumstances. He goes, yeah, because I don't think Ashley's going to give us a lot of time today to get to know each other. Don't touch that. You touched the stove again, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I'm very hot right
now. Doesn't even hurt anymore. It's crazy. So there he goes. This is another Gary move, pitting girls against each other so they'll fight for him. You know, like, God, really was going to try with you, but don't think we're going to because there's a crazy person here after me. So then Ashley is talking to Marcos and she's like, oh my God, this girl has no experience. I had to show her like everything. And he's like, oh, so you get to be second now. She's like, I definitely think I deserve to be promoted. I showed her hospital circles.
You know, and this is again Ashley poisoning the well against Scarlett by going to Marcos and being like, I have to teach her everything. So Gary is just talking about, like, he's talking with Scarlett more about how he just wants to be friends with everyone. He wants to leave the season on a high. And Scarlett's like, well, I just want good vibes between everyone. Okay, he goes,
lies, yeah, you had to start the drama.
And she goes, well. And Colin's there. Sorry, I can't believe I forgot that Colin was there. And Colin goes, this is the wrong boat if you don't like drama. For instance, the other night, I was walking down the hallway, and you will never believe
what happened to me. Oh, so there's going to be drama. Don't you worry about that. Okay, good night, everybody. Here, Gary, hugs. Hugs, Gary.
Well, I'll just finish my story with this seagull. Surely the seagull wants to listen to what I have to say. So anyway, seagull.
Oh, so then, and Kelsey, it's blown off. I'm even ignoring your ignore the monologue. So Daisy and Kelsey are in bed, and Kelsey's like, this is not gossip. It's just my opinion. But, like, Scarlett doesn't really deserve this, you know? I could feel the tension and the bad vibes Ashley was exuding from her. And then it cuts to Carl. Who's Carl? Scarlett in bed with Ashley.
I know. I was like, wait a minute. You want me to tie your shoe? Yeah. I look cute, by the way.
It's Scarlett in bed, and she's talking to Ashley, and she's like, hi, honey, you smell good. And Ashley's like, finally. So then back to Daisy and Kelsey. Daisy's like, you know, she was on a mission to lay her claim on Gary last night. And she goes, yeah, mission. Like, Scarlett probably feels like she can't even talk to Gary without pissing off someone. Also, I have, like, spaghetti trauma now. I can't.
They all are traumatized by that spaghetti. So now it's the morning, and Scarlett's like really proud of a bed that she made. She's like, look at my bed, look at that, I made a bed. And then Ashley goes, it looks fine. So then Daisy is asking for Scarlett's CV because I think Daisy clearly wants Scarlett to be the second Stew, but she needs to make sure that the CV would back up that sort of decision. So she's asked for the CV.
Yes. And Ashley's like, oh my God, Scarlett is so clueless. This is definitely the confidence boost I need. It feels so good. Literally like, everything about this person is terrible. Ashley has zero redeeming qualities. Zero. Has Ashley zero. Done one decent thing on this show ever?
She really hasn't. She's like really one of the worst people we've ever seen on Below Deck. Like,
what the fact that she is like terrible, clueless moron of a person. I can't.
She is a twit. I mean, the fact that she is getting a confidence boost because Scarlett is clueless. Like, how is that? Like, that right there is like one of the saddest things that you could ever commit to public record. Like, someone is clueless and therefore that gives you confidence. Like, that is. I'm like mortified for her. I'm mortified from the trash can that she crawled out of.
So Daisy is telling Colin, you know, Ashley's obsessed with this. It's bizarre. She's missing the point. She should be walking away from this with good recommendations from me. I know this is a chance for her to get one up on Scarlett, and I'm not letting it happen because she's dying to boss her around. She's already got a problem with Scarlett, and I think she pretty much stated that case at dinner, eh? But the HR on this show, again, because you've got Daisy, who's now involved in all of this because she's also making out with and flirting with Gary all the time, refusing to give somebody who likes Gary a raise or any kind of leg up. So it just twists it all, you know, just the format of this show twists everything. It's like, get everyone together at work, but make sure they all want to fuck each other. Then let's see if we ever get sued.
Yeah. So Daisy ultimately decides that she's going to make them both junior Stews. There will not be a third and a second. They'll just both be Daisy, both be juniors. So Ashley comes up to Daisy again and goes, Daisy, have you put any thought into second Stew? Because I just want to give my case. And Daisy's like, well, you're dying to do it, so go ahead. So Ashley's like, well, from having the conversation with her and experience-wise and what she's done, it's like not even close to what I've done. One of those things is fuck Gary. So she hasn't done an overnight charter, and I had to show her how to make beds. And if she was leading service, I feel like I would be leading service because I would have to tell her what to do. So by the way, everyone, yes, the answer is yes. This is everyone's nightmare at a workplace. Ashley is that person who goes above you and undermines you so that way they can get ahead. That's what Ashley is.
And also, you don't know how to make beds. I mean,
you
never learned how to make the bed properly. You still cannot do your hospital corners.
She does her hospital corners in the front of the bed. I've never heard of that.
So then Daisy is like, listen, you know, a second Stew is there for longevity. It's a title. It's a pay raise. It's not about bossing someone around. And I don't think you're grasping it. You're missing the teamwork aspect. And until you figure out teamwork, you two are going to be the same. And she's like, but I have more experience than her. And she's like, it's not about that. It's about working as a team and getting this hierarchy out of your head, girl.
And that was the cliffhanger. And
it ends with just Linguini cowering in fear.
I know. Are we next? Yeah, by the way, that hierarchy is never getting out of Ash's head. Her life is a hierarchy. And she's trying to climb up it. So good luck with that. Oh, God. She's so awful.
Yeah.
She's so awful.
Well, ooh, everybody, thanks so much for being with us here today on Below Deck Sailing Yacht. We will be back later this week with Real Housewives of New Jersey and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, okay? Excited to see you guys there. Those will also be Crappens On Demand videos. So go over to Crappens On Demand, sign up for that, get our Top Chef bonus episode. And if we don't talk to you till next week, make sure to join us for Take a Seat live on Spotify Live, the app, every Monday night, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Love you guys, gang. Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels. Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors. Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.